High turnover and nurse shortages result in many nurses going to new jobs in unfamiliar hospitals. A preceptor is a competent, formally trained staff nurse who's responsible for educating new staff nurses while still performing all of his or her other duties. Platelets are also called thrombocytes, which means clot cells. Platelets produce thromboplastin, also called factor III, an essential element of the coagulation cascade. Nearly every form of heart disease can lead to heart failure syndrome. Valvular disease, cardiomyopathies, myocarditis, endocarditis, congenital heart disease, and hypertension. After assuring placement of an NG tube or attaching the bolus extension tubing, flush the tube. Administer the liquefied tablet or capsule using a syringe and flush the tube again. The St. Francis Medical Center is committed to caring. Every year, we're there for over 1 million people who may need our services, 700,000 adults and 300,000 children. Our emergency department treated more than 60,000 patients last year. To further assess cardiac anatomy, a variety of 3D measurement tools are available. 3D measurements for distance, area, and angle provide detailed information about the exact location, size, and shape of septal defects. Once you've completed the pre-dialysis data collection or assessment activities, make notes of any abnormal findings. Compare them against the notes in the previous flow sheet, the pre-treatment report, or progress notes in the patient's medical chart. This is the eye of a 60-year-old man who has crystal lens implanted in both eyes. His distance wavefront is similar to the others we've seen, meaning he has excellent distance vision. His near wavefront image shows accommodative arcing and resembles the wavefronts of the 30 to 40-year-olds we saw previously. Asthma is a disease that narrows the airways. This causes symptoms such as wheezing, shortness of breath, chest tightness, or coughing. Not every patient has all of these symptoms. Some patients have a recurring or frequent cough or frequent bronchitis. In the U.S. multicenter trial of relapsed or refractory APL patients treated with Tricinox, most common adverse events usually did not require interruption of therapy. APL differentiation syndrome is one event that occurs with therapy, but it can be effectively treated with dexamethasone. Caution is advised when Tricinox is co-administered with other medications, including certain antiarrhythmics, which can prolong the QT interval, or diuretics and amphotericin B, which can lead to electrolyte abnormalities.